Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Caroy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Caroy King.
Do you remember this song? Where do broken hearts go? I can't believe I'm singing, but yeah, it's an old song from 80s or something like that. Yeah, I remember I used to listen to it when I was younger. In all seriousness, I wanted to talk about broken hearts. What triggered this topic was a few months ago, actually, I was listening to a pastor on It's Supernatural by Sid Roth. And the pastor mentioned at some point his church had stopped growing and everything in his life had become stagnant. He couldn't understand why. So he decided to take some time out, intensely seek God, prayer, fasting, you know, to find out what's going on. Then he got a flashback of his childhood. His dad had abandoned him and his mom when he was around 6 years old. So from that point, his heart was broken, meaning he has always lived heartbroken. So he could never tell the difference between living a vibrant life and not being heartbroken, which is interesting because there are people who have been stressed for so long that they don't even remember how it means to live a vibrant life that is stress-free. And that is a sad place to be. It doesn't have to be like that. You can change it. But it takes time to actually sit and backtrack and see what is going on and what do I have in this life. Jesus died so you may live an abundant life in this time, not when you get to heaven. When you get to heaven, everything is good over there. But even in this life, you're supposed to live a good life. So thank God he was able to break through prayer and fasting to realize he had a broken heart, asked God for restoration, and his life took a drastic turn from that point on. His church started growing again, everything became vibrant, and he committed himself to teaching about heartbreak restoration and topics of that nature. Because when you're heartbroken, you can't even worship God with all your heart. It's broken. And he asked us to worship him with all your heart. So you will always be shortchanged. You see, it's such a lie from the enemy. Satan, dig deep. Is there something I need to work on for restoration? Sometimes we don't even know we need restoration because we've been in that situation so long. That's why always asking for it is perfectly fine. You can live a whole life, you know, without being set free. The normal causes of heartbreak can be loss, you know, when you lose someone, loss of property and things, hurtful words, perception. You know, you can assume someone said something and you take offense. Divorce, rejection, bullying, abusive situations. So there are so many reasons why one can end up with a heartbreak. That's why we have to always do a self-check and make sure we are living whole, you know, as a whole life, not as a bird with a broken wing. Interestingly, rejection is also part of heartbreak. And rejection is such a heavy thing. It dresses itself in so many forms. For example, anger, pride, arrogance, low self-esteem, bitterness, unforgiveness, controlling, judgmental mentality, perfectionism, being a people pleaser, lack of self-control, lack of self-worth, self-sabotage. Those are all symptoms of rejection, and all those things need restoration. My goodness, in this life, one or more of those things can happen to you at any time. We have the ability to pray for restoration and live a whole vibrant life. God asked us to praise Him with our whole heart, as I mentioned before. If it's broken, then we can't. I'm sure some of you are wondering why you're not progressing in life. You have a mediocre mentality. Everybody around you is in the same boat. You're just there, stagnant. Everything you try to do, 2 steps forward, 10 steps backwards. There may be something more than what you think it is. And it may be a broken heart, some form of rejection. The good news is all this can be restored. God is the healer. He restores you. Just pray and ask for restoration so you may have the ability to forgive. You can ask for the ability to love on everybody, to have joy in your life. These are foundational that we need as we go out there and become significant in our lines of calling, become world changers and impact people. Our past is a testimony to the people we meet along the way. You may find someone who is in that same situation and they are stranded. You can tell them how you were able to get through by prayer and asking for restoration from God. And He'll totally give it to you because He made you whole and He wants you to live an abundant life, rich and full of everything He has promised. Until then, this is Keroy to a good life, whole and healed. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life Then Finance. Please join Keroy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to KeroyKing@lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.